Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Sadowski. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Sadowski. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive towards short. Moran catches it and throws to third to double up Matthews. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke bunts towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Klimchuk moves to second. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sadowski. Gonder moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 0 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Torre and he is safe. Moran steals second. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gonder. Menke moves to third. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Menke tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Braves, 1. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cisco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder is walked intentionally. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Menke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clem Chalk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carmel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan pinch runs for Joe Torre. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk bunts towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisco hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 4 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Duke Snyder. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Christopher moves to third. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 4 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Coleman moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 4 in the game. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball towards left. Thomas catches it and throws to Moran, who relays to Carmel to double up Aaron. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.